You can give some introduction, then I'll speak.
So, we are very honored to be able to address you today. Our spiritual master, His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, not only is the founder of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which is a cultural organization with branches throughout the world, 100 branches, he's also an eminent writer. He has presented single-handedly, so far, 6 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, which are going to be completed within 60 volumes, and other such books as Bhagavad Gita, as it is. The monthly magazine of the society distributes some 1 million copies per month. And the aim of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, of which Srila Prabhupada is the founder, is a cultural re-spiritualization of society. We have made so much progress in technology, in science, and yet there is a certain disparity in the society. The point of Srimad Bhagavatam and the Vedic scriptures is that any type of technology without fundamental spiritual technology cannot succeed. So it is in the hope of complementing the work of this World Health Organization by deepening its knowledge of the spiritual technology, which is equally important, if not more so, that we have requested this opportunity to speak to you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your participating in this meeting. Our Krishna Consciousness Movement is based on the authority of this Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, I think most of you know, Indians or foreigners, and some of you must have read Bhagavad Gita. We have published Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. The Bhagavad Gita, the author of the Bhagavad Gita is announced as the Supreme Personality of God, and the Hindus, especially the Vaishnava or not Vaishnava, Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We, our Indian spiritual life is guided by the acharyas, sampradaya acharya, the Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami and Nimbarka. There is whole Indian spiritual culture is dependent on the guidance of this acharya. And in the Bhagavad Gita also, in the 13th chapter, it is advised acharya upasanam. One should follow the instruction of the acharya. That is our Vedic civilization. And in the Bhagavad Gita also, it is said in the 4th chapter, evam parampara praptam evam rajar sayo vidu. The science of God, evam vivasyati yogam pratmana hamabha. This is a yoga system, the Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna says that formerly this yoga system was spoken by me to the sun god, Vivasya, and Vivashan, Manave Prahu, then the sun god whose name is Vivashan, at the present moment, we get all information from the Shastra. Each and every planet has got a predominating personality, just like we have got on this planet a few presidents. But in other planets, there are also presidents, and their name is also, because the duration of other planet is very, very great. The topmost planet, which is known as Brahmaloka, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Arahajyat Brahmano Vidhu. The many millions of years, Sahasra Yuga, one Yuga means 4,300,000 solar years, and multiplied by 1,000, that becomes the duration of one day in the Brahmaloka. So, in different planets, there are different duration of life, different standard of life. All this information we get from the Vedic scripture, just like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Upanishad, like that, and we follow the instruction. That is good for human society. Human society, if they do not follow the footprints of great acharyas, great saintly person, then there will be trouble. And that is happening actually. In the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna and Arjuna was talking, so Arjuna presented the after effects of war, that women will be widows, and there they will not be able to keep their character, and then adharma, irreligious principle, will begin. So he said, he was arguing like this, that adharma bhi bhavat krishna pradushanti kulastriya stri su dushtasu vasneya jayate vanasam. The Vedic civilization is varnasam dharma. If the varnasam dharma is not properly protected, then there will be population who are called varnasankara, mixed population. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, that is the natural division. The society must be divided. Chaturvarna maya system, guna karma vibhag. There is no need. The natural division, just like you have got natural division in your body, the head, the arms, the belly and the leg. Similarly, social division, there is. Some of them are very intelligent class of men, and some of them are martial, spirited persons, and some of them are interested in trades and industry, and some of them are interested only for filling up the belly. So, this is natural division. Therefore, Krishna says, Chaturvarna maya system. If this Chaturvarna, this division, the most intelligent class of men, they should be trained up as Brahmana. Sama dama titikha ajava jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma sabhav. The social division must be there. The most intellectual class of men, they should be engaged in studying the Vedas and acquire the knowledge and spread it to the human society, so that they may be guided and do the needful for peaceful situation of the society. That is guidance. The Kshatriyas, they are made for protecting the society. Military power or martial spirit, when there is danger, attack, they give us protection. Similarly, there must be a class of men for producing food grain and giving protection to the cows. Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam Vaishyakarma Sabhavai. And the rest of the people who cannot work as intellectuals or as martial spirited person or cannot take to production of foodstuff, they should assist all these three classes of men, and they are called Shudra. This is the social division. So this is called Varnasam Dharma. The word dharma is used. Dharma means occupational duty. The dharma does not mean some religious sentiment. No. Natural division and the occupational duty. So here Arjuna says, adharma abhi bhavat krishna pradushanti kulastriya sri sudushtasu vasneo jayati varnasam. So the precaution was to stop varna sankar. Varna sankar means chaotic condition of these four classes of men. And next he says, Sankara narakayaiva kulaghranam kulasya patanti pitara jhesam luptapinno dhokriya. There are so many talks about to keep the varnasam intact for peaceful condition of the society. The modern problem, the overpopulation, in the shastras, in the Vedic literature, we don't find such thing as overpopulation. Because the living entities are already fixed up. From the Padma Purana we can understand that the living entities, they are very, very small particles of the Supreme Spirit Soul or God. Mamai Vangsa Jiva Bhuta. And their dimension is also mentioned. Keshagra Satavagasya Satadhakalpitasya. The 1/10,000 part of the top of the hair. And Jiva Bhava Savijnaya Sa Anantaya Kalpata. So the living entities are already Ananta, unlimited. In another place of Upanishad, Katha Upanishad, we find that Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam Eko Jo Bahunam Vidadhati Kama. These living entities, they are maintained. They are provision for their maintenance is already there, made by God. So there is no question of overpopulation. The question is varna sankara. Varna sankara, that is the problem. So the human life is meant for systematic organization of spiritual realization, that is human life. There is evolutionary process from low-grade life, from aquatics to trees, plants, from trees, plants to insect, from insect to birds, and then from birds to the beast, from beast to human being. So there are 8,400,000 of living entities in different species of life. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, sarva jonishu kaunteya sambhavanti murtayaja tasang mahajani brahma aham bijapada pita. So Krishna or God claims that He is the seed-giving father of all these living entities. So as the father makes provision for maintenance of the sons and children, so God is not incapable. He has made provision for all these living entities. But when we mismanage, we become varnasankara, there is calamity. So far I have studied, I am touring all over the world. There are enough places uncultivated. Especially I have seen in Australia and Africa, there is enough place that is not being utilized. In India also, there are enough places still that is not being utilized. And Bhagavad Gita says, Annad Bhavanti Bhutani. The maintenance of the living entities, Bhutani means living entities, can be done by production of food grains. Annad Bhavanti Bhutani. Then Pajjanat Anna Sambhava. And then it is said, Pajjanat Anna Sambhava. Jagyad Bhavati Pajjanna. Jagya Karma Samhut Bhavam. This formula is given in the Bhagavad Gita. That living entities, it doesn't matter whether animal or man, they are flourished, they are raised very nicely, provided there is anna. Anna means food grain. So we can produce enough quantity of food grains all over the world. And if we actually produce food grains, we can feed 10 times of the population which are at present. But unfortunately, we are not producing food grains. That is the problem. It is not the problem of overpopulation. It is the problem that we are not producing food grains. This is clearly stated that unless you have sufficient food grains, how we can maintain? They have taken a policy that they would not, especially in the Western countries I see, that they will not produce food. They will raise some cattle and send them to the slaughterhouse for eating. This policy is going on. This is not a very good policy. You produce your food grain. Why you should kill the innocent animals and eat them? So, on account of these sinful activities, according to Vedic civilization, there are 4 kinds of sinful activities. One sinful activity is illicit sex life. According to Vedic civilization, without marriage, no sex life is allowed. Therefore, marriage is compulsory. In every human society, there is marriage. But according to Vedic civilization, marriage is compulsory, samaskar. So, therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Strisu dushtasu vasneya jayate varnasankara. If the women are not married, then varnasankara population will increase, it is said. And as soon as there is varnasankara population, the whole world will be in chaotic condition. So the our Krishna consciousness movement, we are suggesting from the shastras, from the Vedic literature, how to reorganize the human society. Actually, there is no scarcity of food, there is no scarcity of land, everything there is sufficient. From the Isopanishad we understand, not only this planet, in every planet, there is sufficient arrangement. Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachya, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnamiva Abhishya. It is factually complete. There is no problem. The problem is that we are not following the principles of life as they are enunciated, as they are enjoined. Dharma, the word dharma, it is not a religious sentiment. Dharma means occupational duty. So, From Vedic literature you understand the dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranit. Dharma means the laws given by God. Unfortunately, at the present moment, they have no information what is God and what is God's law and how to abide God's law. They are all in ignorance and they are manufacturing their own way of life, every day changing. This will not solve the problems of human society if we actually follow the Vedic injunction. It is very simple thing. This is, whole idea is that everything belongs to God. Actually that's a fact. This is the Ishavasam idam sarvam. Everything belongs. Now this United Nations, they are trying to be united, but actually in the heart they have got this, this is my land, this is my land. The American thinking this is my land, the German thinking it is my land, Indian thinking my land. Actually there is no knowledge. Every land belongs to God. But they cannot come to this conclusion because they are godless, without any God consciousness. Actually that's a fact. They are just this, the America, 200 years ago, this land did not belong to the Americans, it was there already. So to whom it belonged? Similarly, everything, this is the statement of the Veda. Ishavasamidam sarvam. If we accept this, if the United Nations makes this resolution, then from this date, they shall dissolve this so-called nationality. Accept this whole planet belonging to us, all the human beings, all the animals, all the birds, beasts, trees, as they are on this planet. If we accept this philosophy, there is no question of chaotic condition of the society. Actually, that is the fact. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that whatever there is property on the land, on the sky, or on the water, anywhere, everything belongs to God. This is somewhere other communistic idea, but it is spiritual communistic idea. The communists, they are making their center as the state. The Bhagavat makes the center as God. Everything belongs to God. The communist says that everything belongs to the state. And the Bhagavat says everything belongs to God. So from the idea, this is very nice idea. Now, we are, Krishna claims in the Bhagavad Gita that all the species of life, they are my sons. I am the seed-giving father. So the property is belonging to God, the Supreme Father, and we are the sons of God, not only human being. Krishna says, sarva-jonishu, all species of life. Therefore, God has provided for everyone sufficient necessities of life. For example, just like we are human being, only 400,000 of species. But other species, there are 8 million, 80,000 species. In Africa, there are millions of elephants. They eat at a time 50 kilograms. Kg, what is that kg?
Kilos.
Kilos. But they are also eating. There is no scarcity of food for them. So it is a fact. Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kama. But because we don't believe in God, we manufacture our own ideas. Therefore we create simply chaotic condition. According to Bhagavad Gita, as we are preaching, we are also opening centers, self-help center in New Vrindavan, West Virginia. We have already opened a very big community center. We are going to open in California also, and we have already opened in India also, that we occupy a certain tract of land, we produce our own food, we keep our cows, and take their milk, and there is no scarcity, everything there. We don't require to go outside the land for our livelihood. So we are advising, we are making centers like that, that be self-sufficient, save time for spiritual culture. That is human civilization. This was advised some thousands of years ago by Rishabhdev. I will recite some verses that is stated in the Srimadha Bhagavatam. It is stated in the fifth chapter of the fifth canto. It is said, Rishabha Uvach. Rishabhdev was the emperor of this world. He was advising his sons. So he said, Nayang deho deho bhajang niloke kastan kaman arhatibir bhujang ji tato tapo dibbang putrakajena sattang suddhe jasmat brahma saukham anantam. This is the instruction of Rishabhdev to his sons, my dear sons. This human form of body, ayang deha, this body, Ayangadeha, Deva Bhajang Niloke. Everyone has got a body. Cats and dogs, they are also possessing a body. And the human being also possessing body. So, what is the difference between the cats and dogs and human society? The Rishabhdev says, Ayangadeha Bhajang Niloke Kastana Kaman Na Arhati Jat Bir Bhujang. To accept too much labor for the necessities of life. Kaman. Kaman means the necessities of life. This life, this human form of life is not meant for that. It is meant for birbhujan, the hogs and dogs. They are, the hog is whole day working to find out where is tool. The human life should not be like that. Human life should be very peaceful and prosperous and save time for spiritual culture. That is stated here. Tapo dibbam or tapasya. Tapasya. Voluntarily accepting renouncement. This is human life. That is our Vedic principle. Compulsory sannyas. There are varnasam dharma. And so student life, brahmachari, then married life, grihastha, then vanaprastha, then sannyas. That is tapasya. The brahmachari is also trained up for austerity and penances. That is brahmachari. The grihastha also, because from brahmachari life they go to grihastha life, they are trained up in tapasya. Then again, at the age of 50th year, they give up the family life, they take vanaprastha. Only the husband and wife go out of home and travels all over the holy places. Then, when one is little trained up, he sends back his wife to the care of his grown-up children and he takes sannyas. This is varnasam dharma. The so-called Hindu dharma, that is a gift of the Mahamedans. You don't find the word Hindu in any Vedic scripture. This Hindu word has come from the Mahamedan country. They used to say, the people of this part of the world, means across the river Indus, they call Hindus or Hindus. So, actually Hindu, that is not Hindu dharma. Our, from the Vedic literature we understand, the varnasam dharma. Varnasam, four varnas and four asana. Varnasamacharvata, in the Vishnu Purana you will find this word. In the Bhagavad Gita you will find, in the Bhagavata you will find. So, really, Indian civilization or Aryan civilization, Vedic civilization means varnasam dharma. Varnasamacharvata, purusena parapama, Vishnu aradhate pungsan, nannat tattosu karan. So, this human form of life, here according to the instruction of Rishabhdev is not meant for working hard simply for eating, sleeping, mating and depending. This is not human form of life. This is condemned in this house. Human form, the civilization means they should mold the form of the society in such a way that easily we can live and save time for spiritual culture. Therefore it is said, tapo dibbam putraka. The tapasya, spiritual culture is necessary. Dibbam, tapasya. Tapasya means there are so many scholars. They also undergo tapasya for finding out, discovering, just like we have now discovered this atomic energy. That is also tapasya. Or something wonderful, discovery. That also tapasya. But here it is said, tapo dibbam. Undergo tapasya, austerity, penances for transcendental realization, dibbam. In the Bhagavad Gita you will find, janma karma me dibbam, cha janati tattata. So we should undergo tapasya, penance, austerities for transcendental realization, dibbam, tapo dibbam, putraka, my dear boys. This life, human form of life, is not meant for working so hard like hogs and dogs. This life is meant for tapasya and for transcendental realization. Tapo dibbam putraka, jena sattang suddhe. Satta means existence. We exist. But this existence is not pure. Therefore, we have to accept birth and death, old age and disease. This is not pure. Actually, we are living entities. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. The living entity never takes birth, neither dies. Na hannate hannamane sarire. This body being destroyed, the living entity is not destroyed. So, as eternal, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is Satchitananda Vigraha, eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. But we have got this body, material body, which is full of ignorance, full of miseries, and neither it is only temporal. This is our problem. Therefore, tapasya should be executed. How we can also revive our original constitutional position? Satchitananda Vigraha. This is called Suddheta Satta. Just like when a man becomes diseased, it is his duty to go to the physician, consult him, take some medicine to get out of the disease. Similarly, human life is meant for to get out of this disease. What is that disease? Janma me tujjara abhyadi dukkha dushanu darsana. So there are so many nice things, and they are very, very beneficial for the human life if we do not utilize the already information we have got in the Vedic literature. So then this temporary program to save us, that will not solve the problem. It will never solve. The problems will be more intricate day by day, and it is stated in the Bhagavad that some day will come when there will be no food grains, no sugar, no milk, no fruits, that these things will not be available. So these, they are all acting under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Maya dhakshena prakriti shivate sa characharam. Prakriti, this material nature, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is working under the direction of the Supreme Lord. It is not blind. So there is some direction. It is very simple to understand. Just like my bodily activities are being carried under my direction. So similarly, the huge cosmic body, there is also a director. But we have no information. We have information, but we don't take, utilize it. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, maya dhakshena prakriti swate sacharas. So they are simply seeing the wonderful activities of the material nature. But behind this material nature, there is the direction of the Supreme Lord. So we have to study all this information and utilize for the social benefit, then everything will be adjusted. If we simply become disturbed by the external symptoms, it is not possible to make them solve. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Devi Jesa Gunamoyi Mamo Maya Durottaya. You cannot make solution of the stringent laws of material nature. It will go. Just like the fire, if you touch fire, it will burn your finger. It is not considered that even if you are a child, if you touch fire, the material laws are very stringent. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janma junish. So our only request is, those who are working in the United Nations in so many different departmental situations, if they will take advantage of this great cultural book, Bhagavad Gita, and try to study, and if possible, to implement in social life, everything is there, then people will be happy and there will be no problem and the chaotic condition will not exist. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Very good. So as this was a colloquium, I hope you may have some questions you would like to ask. Vedic knowledge touches on everything from art, literature, science, technology, and overpopulation has already been discussed 5,000 years ago in Srimad Bhagavatam. So we hope we can share this knowledge with you. And if you have some questions, His Divine Grace would be disposed to answer.
Swamiji, nobody will disagree with you that taking the world population at its present level and also the production at its present level, one can see that the distribution is very uneven. And it is also true, just leaving aside the predictions, the pessimistic predictions of demographers as to what will be the human population 500 years from now, or in year 2300 or whatever it is. And also leaving aside the deterioration of the environment as a result of the wrong technologies that are developing. It is true that there is, as you said, there is lot of scope of additional resources, food production and other resources, if it is evenly distributed over the existing populations. Yet the fact remains that there are areas of the world where people are living in luxury and they are guarding their rights, territorial ones, as you rightly said, national...
so-called nationalism.
And on the other hand, there are river valleys overpopulated in certain parts of the world where people are living in misery. They are willing to work, and they are willing to contribute their talent to the world in whatever way they can, and yet they have no opportunity.
Yeah.
Now the problem is, eventually of course, if we agree, as you said, that everything belongs to God, and this idea is also, as you pointed out in the Bhagavad Gita, but also in the Bible they say the earth is the Lord's, and in the Quran also it is said that Al-Ardu Lillah, which means the same thing. The idea has been there for thousands of years. But the question is, until this idea is accepted and put into practice the way you said, what is to be done in the interim period? Because a lot of people are dying in misery. What is the solution?
The solution is that as soon as there is problem and you want solution, suppose there is some problem in legal affairs, so you go to lawyer, when there is problems of your health, you go to the physician. Similarly, our Vedic instruction is to, for solution of this all chaotic condition, one should tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avigachet samit pani srutriyam brahmanistam. So, you have to approach persons who can make the solution. So that is the intention. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avigachet. Who is guru? Guru means srutriyam, who knows all the Vedic literature, the information. Srutriyam and brahmanistam. Brahmanistam means completely God-conscious. These are two qualifications. Those who are claiming that I am God and cheating people, they are not gurus. Guru means he is always sakshad haritena samasta shastri ruktastatha bhavata eva sadhvi kintu prabhurja priya evatas. That is the definition of guru. Guru is accepted as good as God, sakshad haritena samasta shastri, in all Vedic literature. Tatha bhavata eva sadhvi, and those who are learned, advanced, they accept it. But what is the position of guru? Kintu prabhurja priya evatas. Guru is the most confidential servant of God. That is his position. So, people do not come to us, but we are going canvassing. This is the position. Solution is there, but they do not come to us for solution. We are going door to door all over the world. Here is the solution, sir. Here is the solution. But if they do not take, what can I do? This is our position. The solution is there. And we are canvassing. Please take this solution. But they will not take it. They will not hear us. They will hold big, big conference and talk all nonsense, and that's all. This is their business. And make the things more complicated, that's all.
Would you have any suggestions for...
Sanskrit is already, I have given, that utilize this land for cultivation. I have seen so much land vacant in Austria, Australia. Australia and especially in USA also. There is so much land vacant, they are not utilized. Whatever production, sometimes they throw it in the water. And I have heard in this Geneva that there was excess of milk production, therefore they want to kill 20,000 cows to reduce the milk production. This is their brain. Actually, there is no brain. For brain, they should come to these shastras. They should take guidance, produce, utilize. But they will not utilize. Rather, the limited number of people, at least in India, all the villagers, they have been drawn in the city for producing bolts and nuts. Now eat bolts and nuts. So the Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi's program was that, village organization. And our big pandit, topsy-turvy, everything. So Gandhi's program is very nice to organize it, because and produce your own food. If you work only 3 months, you get whole year's provision. Whole year's provision. The balance time you say, chant Hare Krishna. This is our move. And be spiritually advanced, be a human being. Otherwise it is risky. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, tatha dehantara prapti dhiras tatta namai. After all we have to change this body. However, big plan we may make, we have to give up this plan and we have to change this body. But there is no guarantee what kind of body we are going to get. Suppose this life I am very busy for constructing a big skyscraper building, and next life if I get the body of a cat or dog, so I will have to live in that house because I have got attraction as a cat and dog, and who will care for me? These are the facts, because nobody can change the nature's law. Nature's law is exactly like infectious disease. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janmajonishu. They do not even believe that there is life after death. I talked in Moscow, a big professor, Katovsky, he said, Swamiji, after death there is nothing. He is a big professor, he has no knowledge of the soul, and he is a big professor. This is going on. So, as far as possible, now, as gradually this godless civilization will go on, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there will be problems, anavrishti. Anavrishti, there will be no rain. And durvikha, as there will be anavrishti, no sufficient rain, there will be no sufficient production. Actually, these things are already begun. Anavrishti, and on the other side, taxation. Government taxes. In this way, people will be so much disturbed that they will give up their hearth and home and go to the forest. Achinna daradabina gachanti girikana. There will be so much harassed, because there will be scarcity of rainfall, there will be scarcity of food, and there will be taxation. That how one can keep the brain equilibrium? He will be mad. So unless we take the instruction of the Shastra, immediately we should take this instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Annat bhavanti bhutani pajjannat anna sammava. Jagnyat bhavati pajjanna. Therefore we have introduced this Hare Krishna mantra. This is yajna. In the Kali Yuga, this yajna is possible. So if all over the world, or make an experiment in some person. Just go, just like we are making samples in New Virginia. They are self-sufficient and the safe time is being utilized for Krishna consciousness. This is the remedy. But they will not take this. They have got their own remedy. So, a true man may be happy, so-called happy. The other day, I saw in Calcutta, Mr. Kanunga, he is the son of a late governor of Gujarat. So he said he is the manager of that coal distribution government. So he said that now, being government concerned, the laborers, they are not working. They are sitting idle. So we have to increase the price, cost is. This is the problem. People being godless, they are dishonest, they are not working honestly, and so many things. The only remedy is that people should be taught to become God conscious. And this method is very simple. Chant Hare Krishna. Harinama, 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 Yogyavilam. Kalu nasti boy. And samples are there. These European American boys, they were addicted to so many bad habits. Now, just see how sober they are and they are chanting Hare Krishna. So everything is possible provided you people take our instruction. Otherwise there is no other remedy. What can be done? The remedy is there. The medicine is also there. And if you don't take the medicine, how the disease will be cured?
Departure of the villagers to the city and getting enmeshed in city life and the patient becoming a factory worker and all the evils which follow. And you suggested as a solution that if you live in the village and work only for 3 months, then you have food to eat.
But I like to point out that there is such a vast amount of unemployment in our villages in India. Vast populations are there who, despite working 12 months, are not able to make enough food because they don't own the land, they are unemployed, and that's why they run to the cities. It is not necessarily the good life of the city which attracts them, but they don't own the land, the land is owned by other people, and they are not free to live in the village as freemen and grow enough food for them. Now, this is a question of the means of owning of the means of production. And we still have this zamindari system, we still have a system under which people are being exploited, therefore they go. Unless there is some kind of a revolution by which you can curb the power of the landlord, how can the poor landless peasant in the village be persuaded to live in the village and not go to the city to pull a rickshaw or do other labor too?
You can come in. The thing is that it is the government's duty to see that nobody is unemployed. That is good government. Nobody is unemployed. That is the basic system. The society was divided into four divisions, Brahman, Khatri, Vaishya, Shudra. And it was the duty of the government or the king to see the Brahman is doing Brahman's duty and the Kshatriya's duty, Kshatriya's duty, similarly Vaishya. So it is the government's duty to see that why people are unemployed. Then the question will be solved.
But they are the people who are also in the government. They are also the influential people, the money people, landlords, they are also have a strong voice in the government.
That means bad government.
Yes, that is
bad government. Otherwise, it is the duty of the government to see that everyone is employed.
That's what I am looking forward to, the day when the Krishna consciousness movement can become a real revolutionary movement which will change the face of society.
Yes, I think it will bring revolution because the American and European young men, they have taken into hand. I have introduced to them, so I hope the European American boys, they are very intelligent and they take anything very seriously. So that now we are working for a few years, 5-6 years. Still, we have spread the movement all over the world. So I am requesting, I am an old man, I will die. If they take it seriously, it will go on and there will be revolution. Because we are not working whimsically, capriciously. We are taking authoritative version from the Shastra. And our program is to publish at least 100 books of this size. There are so many information. You can read all these books and take information. And we are now being received in America, especially a higher circle in colleges and universities. They are reading now these books and they are appreciating. So we are trying our best introducing the literature, practically working, instructing as far as possible. But I think if the these boys, young boys, take it very seriously, it will bring revolution.
Is there a center in Geneva where this literature?
Yes.
We have a center in Petit Lancy, 9 Chemin du Credo. There's daily program in philosophy, classes, kirtan, and general training.
You have not any literature having
yes.
The address?
Yes.
You give them?
This is our monthly magazine which we publish in French language. And this is a presentation book which shows the scope of our activities in the world. Our center is open, admission is free, there is no cost or pain to come. And if you only learn one thing, where is the question of loss? Krishna consciousness means that everyone can win something for the benefit of everyone else.
There is one thing, Swamiji, if I may dodge, which I cannot reconcile. As an Indian, the question bothers me very, very often. I believe in a great many things you can say, there's no question about that. Because I'm not a westernized Indian, but what I cannot reconcile is the fact that we, who had this Vedic knowledge and all this thing, which you have just now said is the solution to all our problems, with all this knowledge, we have not been able to keep our society free from so many evils to come. I'm not only referring to the poverty, but to the violence.
It is due to bad leaders. It is due to bad leaders.
They are our own people. They have been
but
come from
they may be own, your father, just like Prahlad's father was Hiranyakashipu, a demon. What can be done? Prahlad was a devotee, yes, and his father was a demon.
He has to be destroyed.
So he was destroyed. He will be destroyed. They are being destroyed. These demonic leaders will not stay. They will be destroyed. But everything takes some time. Just like I told you, that Gandhi, he understood the pulse of the country. He wanted to reorganize the villages. But our big Panditji, Tapsitaji, everything.
Yeah, and we killed him.
Yes.
That was the first thing.
And then we killed him, Gandhi, yes. So, this is Mukhaya Upadesha Hi Prakupayana Sant. If a murkha is advised to do something, he becomes angry. Parpanam bhujanganam kevalam visavardhan. So at the present moment, our Indian leaders are not very good. Blind. They have no knowledge and they are living. Andhajathandhi vipaniyama. They have killed our original Vedic culture and they cannot give anything. Gandhi wanted to give something, but he was also killed. What can he do?
I can show them our book, Moscow Talks. We have the Moscow Talks book here. Your conversation with Professor Katovsky.
You may see that in this presentation book, we have a center in Mayapur, Navadvip, in West Bengal. We are distributing Krishna Prasad. There is no problem.
Yes, in all our centers, we distribute Prasad. Anyone who may come, take Prasad.
Does the movement involve itself in social movements of any kind? Sometimes I'm sure you, if you propagate the good way, the moral path, you come into conflict with the Hiranyakashipus of the time.
We are spreading this, the best moral principle Krishna consciousness.
But don't you come in and cross the best interest to people who don't like you? Does it not mean opposed?
We are getting a better response from the Western countries than in India. In India, we see the leaders, they do not like it. They are now opening beef shop, wine shop. And we are preaching no intoxication, no meat eating. So actually, we are not very favorable to their propaganda. They don't like us, the leaders. Now there is a big signboard. In Juhu we have got a center and the government has opened beef shop, very big. And wine shop you will find everywhere. And we are preaching no intoxication, no meeting. So how they will like us? That is a difficult. It is folly to be wise where ignorance is bliss. But still we are struggling.
The value of this movement is that if we can prove on a small level, on a model level, that it works, then any scientific man, this is the empirical method, if it works on a small level, it shall work on a large level.
Yeah, like what?
Well, for example, when Isaac Newton discovered gravity, that discovery was a universal discovery, it was an axiom. If it works here, it will work anywhere.
No, that I understand, but in regard to your own work, can you give an example of something having worked that you,
yes.
Whatever you mean by work?
Cultivating the land, for example. We have communities, New Vrindavan in West Virginia, California. We are establishing in France. We can absorb as many people as wish to come, and we can feed them all, and we still have surplus of foodstuffs.
Yes, in Virginia, it has proved very successful. We are getting 80 pounds of milk daily, and from that
800.
Milk,
800.
Yes, 800. I'm sorry. So that milk product is sufficient for give them nutritious food. We are preparing ghee, just like India, they utilize milk so nicely, and vegetables we are growing. They are making sweetmeats, sandesh, rasgulla. There is enough milk product. And ghee, buchi, puri, very satisfied. And that is the basic principle.
This is an interesting example of the success of a cooperative enterprise, which is service. But would you consider something very new which has not been tried before?
No, the new thing is that they do not go outside for bread. That is the new thing. Here, at the present moment, in every big, big city, they are coming from 100 miles. To the office. Now there was railway strike in Bombay. I was there at that time. Oh, people are suffering so much. From 5 o'clock in the morning, they are standing in queue for catching one, not bus, but this truck. The bus is on strike. So people are so much in difficulty. And if one train or two train was running, so many people smashed, they were on the top of the train. So the problem is why one should be induced to go 100 miles off from his home for earning his livelihood. This is a very bad situation. One must have his food locally. That is good civilization.
Yeah, what do these people do for a living? Only grow food? These people don't live.
No, grow food for eating, and then they read all these books, they become spiritually advanced, that's all. Deity worship.
They don't need money?
Huh?
They don't need.
Then we get money, we sell these books also. If they require money, there is money also. But we live very simple life. Whatever little necessity of money is there, that we can gather by selling this book. Even in Indian Parliament, the question was raised, where from this ISKCON movement gets their money? Some communist member raised this question, and the home member replied, they get money by selling literature. That's a fact.
I would like to ask also a question. In your rural communities, I call them rural because obviously from what you said, the main purpose is to be self-supporting as regards food. in your rural communities, do you utilize the most modern techniques with fertilizers, with mechanical means for cultivating the land? This is one question. The other is that obviously, from what you say, the necessary money for buying anything else than food is provided by the selling of your books. But of course, if you would imagine communities having not, as you have, something fundamental to announce, and therefore put into books which can be sold, such as a community would not be at ease to be self-supporting as regards everything, food, just all the rest. And if I could put your system into Switzerland, for instance, in which I am a citizen, supposing we would transform all members of the Swiss community in peasants, having their piece of land or living in rural communities, I suppose, from what I know, that many would starve and would have not sufficiently to eat, because the conditions here, the climatic conditions, etc., are not of the same caliber that the ones which may exist in Asia or in other countries. The best proof of this is that in former centuries, most, a great part of the male population of that country, which population was mainly composed of peasants, had to expatriate and to become soldiers abroad because there was not enough food in the country. So how do you see all these things?
The first question was, do we use machines and modern methods on our ashrams and farms?
So we have no objection. We want to be self-sufficient. That is our point. We have no objection. It is not that we don't touch machine. We don't say like that. But we want to be self-sufficient. That is our point. We have not taken a vow that we shall not touch any machine. No, no, we're not.
Well, I think it is an admirable objective. Certainly it can be realized in small or bigger communities which acquire the necessary surface to have each member of the community being self-sufficient as regards to consumption of food. Like in the Middle Age, in this country, the monks were more or less self-sufficient within the frame of their domain, but outside this, the peasants were really more or less hungry. So,
he says that on a small level, it may be valid, like the monks who had their monastery and they made food enough, but for most people, especially where the climate is so unfavorable, he said that the Swiss people, they could not even stay on the land in the past, but they had to go away to find food because of the climate. So on the whole, he does not see the practicality.
Well, after all, this is material world. The miserable conditions are there, but as far as possible, try to minimize. Our only aim is how to save time for spiritual cultivation. That is our main aim. So we have to find out the opportunity according to the time, circumstances. We do not reject anything. Whatever is favorable, we accept.
So in other words, the absolute platform that you were speaking of, where everyone would be engaged in that kind of rural cultivation of the ground, isn't any kind of long-term goal for us necessarily. We have our smaller communes, and then there's also activity going on in other areas as well. The idea our spiritual master is describing, as far as possible, we utilize every opportunity for advancing in spiritual life, whether it be by cultivating the ground or whatever occupational duty we may have to perform.
But I understand that your goal is to have everybody becoming self-supporting as regards food.
He is
engaged in food production, who will be
He thinks that we've been saying that ultimately we like everyone to be engaged in food production. Is that right?
We don't say that. According to the Bhagavad Gita, there is a section of man who will produce food. There is a section of man who will be spiritually elevated. And there will be a section of man who will manage as the government or the king. And the balanced men, they are all Shudras, they will help these three men. This is Bhagavad Gita. Not that everyone will be cultivated. No. There must be management, and there must be brain also, and there must be worker also. This should be. This is natural duty. But all should combine together for spiritual cultivation. Just like we have got our brain, our arms, our belly, our legs, they are all required. You cannot reject the legs and keep only hands. That is not possible. But the hand, legs, brain and belly should combine together to keep the body healthy. That is it.
So if there are no other questions, I guess we can take leave of each other and thank you very much.
Kirtan? Yes, have some kirtan.
There is more prasad. We have brought this for you, so we hope you will take.